Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group Incorporated. This is Grandma Elsie, and today we're going to be talking about, oops, I fell off my Bible studies. This is for all the people that fell off a little bit about reading their Bible or fell off completely. We all go through stuff like that most of the time. Not everybody, but most of us. And don't beat yourself up. Just remember to always, always pray and talk to God. Then some of us forget to talk to God and forget to pray. What you do is when you remember, you tell the Father in heaven, Lord, forgive me. But always let me notice and realize that you are with me. There's also a beautiful prayer to say when you're going through that struggle. And I'm going to read it now. It's a prayer to jumpstart your prayer life. It says, this is in Psalms 63, verse 4. I will praise you as long as I live, lifting up my hands in prayer. Now, what you're going to do, you're going to put your name in where it says, I will praise you. You're going to put, like, I'm going to use the example of me. I, Elsie, will praise you, Lord, as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in prayer to you always, Lord Jesus. And that is Psalms 63, verse 4. You're going to include your name in it. And you're going to commit to prayer time. Because, you know, our life can get crazy sometimes and hectic. You know, so you have to always, like, remember that. If you hear anything in the background, it's somebody's yelling outside. People are noisy. We're gonna do our prayer. It says, Dear Lord, I come to you over my prayer life right now. I know that I have been lax and have been so distracted lately. I want to renew my commitment to spend time with you every day and to jumpstart my prayer life again. But Lord, I am scared that I will become distracted and fail like so many other times. I pray, Lord, that you will renew a passion in me for this part of my life. I pray that I will have a fresh, laser life focused on spending time with you and in praying for others. Help me to recognize the stirring in my heart when someone needs spontaneous prayer. Help me, Lord, to recognize when it is you that wakes me up in the middle of the night to be a watchman and to have clarity to hear your voice. In your name I pray, amen. And that is the prayer that you will say to jumpstart your prayer life. Psalms, like I said, Psalm 63, verse 4. Include your name. Anytime you're reading a Bible verse and songs, include your name. If you're going through something, include your name. The songs will teach you. The Lord will provide and help you out of situations. Even though it feels like darkness is covering your path, just remember that the Lord hears your prayer. You may still feel stuck, but you got to, like, look at it on the other side. That is the spiritual world that's holding you back. It may feel like it's in the flesh, but it's in the spirit world. And you have to learn to know which is which. So just remember what this prayer is all about. Jumpstarting your prayer life with the Lord. Our next session will be about how to be delivered from the enemy. God bless you. Have a good day. And this is Brooklyn Woman Empowerment Group, Incorporated, a.k.a. Grandma Elsie. And today is March 5th, 2020. God bless you.